LC2, My Journey to the Arctic Sea. Listen to Donald talking about his trip to the polar regions. While listening, complete each sentence in about 1 to 6 words or numbers. There is an example 0 at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to read the task.
Hello, my name's Donald, and I grew up in northwest Alaska, near an Inuit community. My father, he was a scientist, and we had no TV or computer, and so we always played outside with the Inuit children. It was a really great time. I never forgot my childhood there, up around the polar region, although my family moved away from Alaska when I was quite young. I knew at a young age I wanted to become a scientist too, to learn more about the polar regions. Now, all I want to do is share news about polar regions and protect it. At some stage, I travelled to Antarctica to take pictures of animals. The reason for my journey? The threatened environment. The polar ice is melting. I just wanted to get more people to know about this and spread this news. And a few years ago, I read that a scientist claimed that polar ice would be disappearing in the next 100 years. And now, scientists think it might be even less than 50 years. You hear about this quite often on the news, but people are just not touched by that. It doesn't really change anything just hearing about it. So I wanted to travel there, take some pictures of the animals and publish them to touch people's hearts. If only they could see these pictures. It would bring it closer to them, maybe. I really want people to understand, if we lose the ice, we will lose an entire ecosystem. Scientists predict that polar bears will die out within the next 50 to 100 years. On my journey, I saw a polar bear lying on the shore, hardly any ice around him, and he just appeared to be so skinny and as if he was suffering from hunger. As they say, no ice, they can't hunt, they can't survive. He didn't really seem to be an aggressive one, as if he was already too weak to hunt. I mean, bears will survive as long as there is ice. But as we know, without ice, they will die out. Up there in the Arctic, you can see dead bears. I mean, 20 years ago, there wasn't a single dead one to be seen. But in the last 4 to 5 years, there are dead bears on the shore or floating in the ocean. The polar regions are a home for the polar bears, the seals, the penguins, and many more fascinating animals, and they are already suffering. It is our duty to protect this icy wonderland, and I really hope this gets a little bit more awareness across to people. Hello, my name's Donald, and I grew up in northwest Alaska, near an Inuit community. My father, he was a scientist, and we had no TV or computer, and so we always played outside with the Inuit children. It was a really great time. I never forgot my childhood there, up around the polar region, although my family moved away from Alaska when I was quite young. I knew at a young age I wanted to become a scientist too, to learn more about the polar regions. Now, all I want to do is share news about polar regions and protect it. At some stage, I travelled to Antarctica to take pictures of animals. The reason for my journey? The threatened environment. The polar ice is melting. I just wanted to get more people to know about this and spread this news. And a few years ago, I read that a scientist claimed that polar ice would be disappearing in the next 100 years. And now, scientists think it might be even less than 50 years. You hear about this quite often on the news, but people are just not touched by that. It doesn't really change anything just hearing about it. So I wanted to travel there, take some pictures of the animals and publish them to touch people's hearts. If only they could see these pictures, it would bring it closer to them maybe. I really want people to understand, if we lose the ice, we will lose an entire ecosystem. Scientists predict that polar bears will die out within the next 50 to 100 years. On my journey, I saw a polar bear lying on the shore, hardly any ice around him, and he just appeared to be so skinny and as if he was suffering from hunger. As they say, no ice, they can't hunt, they can't survive. He didn't really seem to be an aggressive one, as if he was already too weak to hunt. I mean, bears will survive as long as there is ice, but as we know, without ice they will die out. Up there in the Arctic, you can see dead bears. In 20 years ago, there wasn't a single dead one to be seen. But in the last 4 to 5 years, there are dead bears on the shore or floating in the ocean. The polar regions are a home for the polar bears, the seals, the penguins, and many more fascinating animals, and they are already suffering. It is our duty to protect this icy wonderland, and I really hope this gets a little bit more awareness across to people.